This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
Should be the factor ad. I eat. Fresh, never frozen meals.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Dynamic Banter. Don't skip out to Skibbity Road. Dude, I'm going to be at Moon Tower all week in Austin, Texas, from the 16th through the 19th, and 22nd through 26th. I'm going to be in New York City, including on the 24th, we're doing Surrounded at the Stand. That's all April. Is this not?
This comes out the 25th.
I had a great time last night.
Hell yeah. Is that this printer's new commentary?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, fuck. What do you think of episode 2, you knuckleheads?
Right.
Message us or some shit. Let us know. What are we supposed to do? Not know what's going on?
What?
They need to tell us if they like it.
What if your, like, driving instructor talked like that? Let's say you come to a four-way stop. What are you supposed to never going on? Today we're going to read some history roads because we didn't last time. What do you think about that?
The thing is if you're going to, you know, come at us cracking wise, you know, making a fool of yourself, saying shit like, why didn't you finish that email Ryan Faroki sent you? Then sometimes you're going to get a little bit of a wacky response. Like, the show ends. And it's done.
Forever.
And you did that.
Next time you ask us why we didn't read the History Road from Ryan Faroki, the show will end. The whole show.
Anyone could send that.
I could hear something in my day-to-day life that sounds something like that and end this show forever.
Done. Is that what you want?
If I ever hear anything that sounds like Ryan Faroki again.
If you even hear his name.
Anything that sounds remotely close to that. Ryan.
Okay, so Nicholas Hamilton sent to History Road. And then, and welcome to the show.
Good.
Did it? Nicholas sent us an email, History Road, and says in the body of it, it was inspired by Jesse Stillwell.
My body is also inspired by Jesse Stillwell. Thank you. And make sure you tip your waitstaff. No, I was serious about that. They're getting fucking real pissed and they're giving the bartender shit back there. Okay. Well, they're very upset. Everyone's upset. It's creating kind of a hostile work environment because you guys won't tip the fucking waitstaff. But thanks for coming out. Anyway, this one's about how men and women are different. Man, what men and women are different, huh? I didn't really say it yet. Men and women are different. And some are taller and some aren't. And that's why you gotta tip the waitstaff. Thank you so much.
They love a callback. Anyway, so
callback steakhouse.
Oh, fucker. I'm wearing the same shirt from last week.
Hello, boys.
Hi.
I've been inspired by Jesse Stillwell. To send in a crisp history road using my microphone.
Chris,
so here I am using my microphone.
Too much mouth.
And Jesse's, I'd like to send better. You a history road, tell you a history road about my...
Nick, maybe link up with Jesse and find out what kind of microphone he has.
Childhood. Very similar to what Jesse was talking about how he would see his parents as wangs all the time. I wouldn't see my parents as wangs, although like Mike, I remember showering with my father at a young age and being really specifically at penis height. I wanted to say and reveal, I suppose, that up until I was too old, I'd say about, I was probably 8 or 9, safe to say, 8 or 9, when I stopped after pooing, yelling, "Rubbish bin!" and having my parents come and wipe my ass for me. That would happen, you know, every day, every time, as much as you need to poo, which for me was every day.
Too old?
I'd knock the door open with me foot, and I'd say, "Rubbish bin!" and wait for my lovely father or lovely mother to come in and grab some toilet paper, rip it off the roll, and really go to town, as so to speak. And that's about it. I've since stopped doing that. I now live alone, and I have resorted to doing it myself. I'm all about my own hand nowadays, and I love you, and thank you for listening to me. This has been Nicholas Hamilton, inspired by Jesse Stillwell, clear microphone.
That was quite revealing. That's the kind of information you don't share with your funny friends.
Or however many people listen to this show.
Whoa, man. There's a lot to unpack there.
Edit poo. Dude, every argument I've ever had with Nick could be traced back to, well, did your parents wipe your ass for you?
So you just got all the answers.
Yeah, kind of. Can I go back in time and not hear that?
How old do you think? Let's find
that's
out.
That's not
let's
even the out. Part of the story that bothers me.
How old do you gotta be to let your family stop touching your poop and pee? How old are you gonna be when your family says no to your poop and pee?
I don't even want to participate in a song about this.
You're too old. You're too old for this shit.
Why did he say rubbish bin? Did they wipe his ass and throw it in the garbage?
It's probably nicer than saying, "My ass needs wiping!"
But you're already doing it.
It's just, you know how everyone has their own, like, family terms for things? Like, it's time for peepees or something, when it was time for bath, or it's time potty. It's time for potty, ain't you potty? Like, everyone's got their own little thing, and maybe his, like, rubbish bin was like an indicator, oh, it's time to throw this shit in the bin.
Why are so many other people's potty?
Well, because he's Australian, internet.
That's what they say down there?
It could be, yeah, maybe. Because they say, you know, the trash is the bin. And, you know, a lot of people don't throw their toilet paper. A lot of people don't throw their toilet paper into the toilet. Did you know that? That's kind of weird, but...
Is that true?
Yeah, there's some plumbing. I mean, you know, some people got plumbing problems.
So where do you put it?
You put it in the bin.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I know.
That's why the plague is back.
We're not talking about open mouth bin.
I'm talking about open mouth bin.
We're talking about a bin that closes, like where a lady puts a tampon. Oh, yeah.
That's not okay still. Still, that's not
Where's
a
mucka mucka still. Where's the latest tampons? Right in the open mouth trash?
No, no, no. You put that in the trash.
In the bin.
You don't put shit in there. Dude, call this episode The Benefit of the Doubt. I gotta ask him if he put his fucking...
Yeah, of course it's the trash.
Of course it's the trash. Of course it's the trash. Of course it's the trash. I've never been closer to quitting a show on the show.
Yeah?
Rubbish bin?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do
I'm
you
I'm on my way to wipe your bottom.
Why did you call it rubbish bin? Did you?
I don't know. Like,
where did you put the... Where did
the rubbish go?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Did it go in the toilet?
Yeah, well, yeah, my rubbish went in the toilet.
Well...
Where did the paper go?
Paper rubbish go.
In the toilet, yeah. Also the toilet.
Okay. Because I thought maybe you were wiping it and putting it in the bin.
Well, I certainly wasn't wiping it.
And what age did it stop?
I'd say, I think it says on there, like 9-ish?
No, it says too old, right?
It said too old.
Yeah, 9, I think.
9.
9's quite a bit. Was there a moment when your parents were like, all right, we need to talk about this?
Yeah, I'm sure there was a moment of clarity.
What was the conversation like? What was the last time like? Was it like a ceremony?
Did you cry?
Did you play?
I called out and they went, you know, not anymore.
No.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Not this time, Nicholas.
Wipe your own ass.
Yeah. And thank goodness.
Did you cry? Did you look out the window and cry?
The window in the toilet?
Did you get in your first car and drive off all pissed off after that?
Because I was 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was inspired by Jesse Stillwell and I realized that I've never said that out loud before.
I've never said this sentence and I hope I never hear anyone inspired ever again.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Steve loves that.
Steve's a big fan.
Steve loves
it. I loved it.
Okay, Nick.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah?
When does this episode come out?
2 weeks.
He's going to scrub the internet like Blippi.
Clippy.
This won't be a Clippy.
I think that was the first time Nick thought about that.
He was like, this shouldn't go up, baby.
Just hearing these words now come out. Damn, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, I love how last episode, song went on forever and always. Songs went on forever and always. And this episode, we do this, but puppets are cringy. I'm going to wipe my ass with a puppet. We're going to meet halfway.
And send the video to Blippi.
Yeah.
Watch me wipe my ass with a puppet. Listen, can I say, I just want to say that I find it to be, I think it's pretty cool that Nick felt comfortable enough to share that horrible story.
With
us and our audience and Kevin.
And picture all those people in a room.
And I love that, because imagine if he did it live or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the same.
No.
The thing is like, I respect the honesty.
Sure.
Because, like, a lot of people would have stories like that we're never going to hear.
And that isn't always worst case scenario.
That's true. But isn't it kind of fun?
That's why this episode is called The Benefit of the Doubt.
It's kind of fun when one leaks out. Like
Blippi.
Like the poop knife thing with Kevin. Remember Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin had a poop knife, needed a poop knife because he had big old poops.
I don't know. Was that worse or...
Well, no, but it's one of those things that like you would never...
It's the same knife you had at the dinner table.
Sorry, I'm out of knives. That one doesn't look
I got one in the bathroom.
Yeah, go grab the bathroom one. It's clean. It's clean.
Grab the bathroom knife.
It's clean. But you know, that's one of those stories that like people don't really tell. Right. That's one of those stories that's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna tell this story. Yeah.
We all have stories. I caught my poop once.
You caught it?
Yeah, I gave it a check out.
What do you mean? Like you caught it as it came out?
Yeah. Before it hit the water.
Was there a reason? Like, You're looking for a wedding ring or something?
I just had never been that close to my own poop before.
That's actually really interesting.
Was it like you had your hand down ready to go, or was it a quick like hand went down fast to catch it?
Yeah, no, how long was your hand?
I didn't
hand
like
down
make a
there?
Diving catch or anything right, like that.
How long was your hand down there?
As soon as I figure out that I wanted to see it.
Okay. And you knew it was gonna be one you could easily grip.
Yeah, you could, you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's good, but, man.
And that's called not letting your friend flounder like that. And that's called jumping in after your friend.
That's really funny, man. That's great. I love that. That's kind of intimate.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this is something I made and I want to see it.
This is something I made. I bet my parents will be proud of this.
Because that's the thing, like, dude.
Because that shitty drawing's on the fridge.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Get another. I caught it, and then I was like, get a magnet.
Because here's the thing, man. Is some people might be going like, ew, that's fucking gross, bro.
Everyone did some gross shit.
And it's like, everyone does gross shit. And I guarantee you've at least looked at your poop.
Everyone looks at their poop.
Some people might. Maybe not.
No,
but,
there is people that don't.
But.
Not ever in their life. They have to know they hate it first.
They have to know
but
why.
But I suppose that is why it happens behind you. You could just run away.
Yeah. Those are people that run away from their problems. They
that's
face
right.
Them.
They've never. There are people out there who have never looked at their poop, and they've also never talked to their dad.
There are some people who are too afraid to look in the bowl.
Obama's last week.
Dude, but
imagine if I had never looked in the bowl.
So that's the thing. Like, looking in the bowl is pretty normal, I would say. Yeah. Like, if you don't look in the bowl, that's weirder than looking in the bowl.
Yeah.
And so I think catching your own poop is only a little bit higher up than looking in the bowl. Literally and figuratively.
I think it's a pretty big jump, but I just wanted to admit something weird and gross.
Damn, I wish I had something loaded up.
You don't have anything weird and gross.
So hard to think of something. Because I am gross and, dude, plenty of gross shit.
You just can't. There's too many to. You have choice paralysis.
Okay. So this is kind of this. I've told you guys this one.
I hate that this keeps going.
Well,
and I know that I contributed to it, but I do hate it.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you guys there. I was too busy enjoying my iced coffee Black Edition Huel. That's right. It's so tasty and delicious, and I know it contains vitamin C for my immune system, and it's stupidly convenient. There's no prep, no hassle. You just grab, open it up, and crack on. And listen, it's cheaper than coffee, and it tastes decent, because if it didn't, I wouldn't be having it. And, you know, lately I've been a coffee guy, but this iced coffee, a ready-to-drink meal from Huel, has really been scratching that itch of drinking coffee, which is not really that great for you. And Huel, which has got that high-protein vitamin C, it's delicious! It's, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's a perfectly balanced meal designed by nutrition experts and takes the guesswork out of healthy eating. How about that? And we're talking convenience. It's right here. I don't have to cook anything. And it's, listen, when I'm in the mood for like fast food or something that's ultimately very bad for me, I reach for one of these instead. And I'm telling you, it does me right. And there's not just this flavor, okay? There's all sorts of flavors. What am I looking for here? Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry banana, and iced coffee. I really like the iced coffee one, but the strawberry banana, très magnifique. So guys, visit Huel.com/banter today. Use our code banter and you'll get 15% off your first order, plus a free gift.
What could it be? I don't know. Give it a shot and maybe you'll find out. Now that's gonna do me right. 35 grams of protein, 27 essential vitamins and minerals, and 6 grams of dietary fiber and slow-release carbs and omega-3 and 6? Woo-wee, I'm eating good. Or shall I say, drinking good. Thanks, y'all. And now, back to the show.
This is the episode where we should be reading those things ChatGPT said would make us money.
Not make us money. Popular clips.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be, but we should be reading some of these cool topics we found.
Yeah.
But there was this one time, and I've already told this story, but, and Darren, you know, our boy Darren.
Mm-hmm. I listened to a song the other day. I listened to his song.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. One of his classics?
Yeah, it came up on the shuffle.
That's awesome, man. That's really
iPod
cool.
Shuffle.
Shout out to iPod Shuffle. Well, he and Raina came over to my apartment one time, way back in the day. And I had a flashlight that was just like, it was being cleaned. You cleaned the flashlights.
It was like in the water and the water was running.
It was like drying off or something. It was airing out.
It was drying off.
You got to air it out because otherwise you can't have that moisture stuck in there, you pervert.
Never open your flashlight.
Don't open it unless you're ready for what's inside. And so Darren like was being Darren and he like picked it up and was like, whoa, Steve, what is this? And I'm like, I jack off sometimes, Darren. I've had girlfriends that fucking got 17 different dildos and things that go inside their asses and vaginas. They lay out their clit. I'm talking getting laid out. And I've seen a stack laid out.
Looking like arena filled with people like.
It's like church or something. I've been to a house and I've seen it laid out. I'm talking big ones, small ones, going in every hole. The pure silence. The one time you wouldn't even hear.
Anyway, we got a pancake luncheon this week.
There's donuts in the conference room.
The conference room with the chair.
Sometimes I have meetings with the Lord. But
so Darren came and started speaking into your flashlight like
a
microphone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let him be. Let your teddy bear. And he's doing, you know, good deep Elvis cuts. And then there's an unscrew part for cleanables. And he opened it up and a bunch of liquid poured out of it. And Darren dropped it on the ground. And Raina witnessed this. And it was just this monstrous, like, display of a bad news. And the thing is, Mike, I could tell you that it was jism. But it actually wasn't. It was the cleaning stuff. And he spilled it all out. And then it was like something that we all never forgot about. We all became closer that day.
And we're all, and now it's time for History Row.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. I guess I jack off.
Welcome to Coworkers Tell Their Parents They Jack Off.
Mom, this is so jack off.
Dude, I want to go home and I'm already home. So that's kind of what's happening over here.
Dude, you see, come on, man. We could have to these girls, some of these girls, man, I'm telling you, I've seen it laid out. You know what I'm talking about? You've seen it laid out.
Yeah.
So why can't we have a little... I'm not going to have a layout.
No one's saying you can't.
I don't have a layout.
Sounds like
but I've
you
seen
have a
it.
Spill out.
I was just trying, you know, you clean it up. You got to clean it
up. Yeah, it's good.
And then there's a cleaning liquid that you pour in there and you leave it in there and it cleans it up. And then you dump it out and then you wash it out. Kevin, right. Step two. All right.
No more puppets.
No, come on. Fuck those people. If you don't like those puppets, fuck you if you don't like puppets.
It's somebody I respect so much. Normally it wouldn't matter. And it's somebody I love so much. And that person is an artist. He's just like, as an artist, you have to stop.
It's, you know what, dude? Are they funny?
I want to say two things.
Okay.
I want to say that, like, there's like Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, the puppet guy.
And people who are like, I'm going to be passionate about this and make it my life.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so funny that they exist. Like, I never touched a puppet before a couple of years ago. And then it was like, oh, this is what they're like. That's so funny that they exist.
Yeah.
And then, like, having them on this show fits kind of perfectly.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
And then it's like me playing with it. Like, I'm not trying to, like, do anything. In
We're
particular,
just having a fun time.
It's literally the most like as a kid at play
yeah.
I have felt about anything in a long time.
Come on, I can't be mad at that.
And it's and he hates it, and my dad loves it.
Dude, come on.
So that kind of trumps that.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna shot in the dark. Say that I bet more people enjoy puppets than they don't.
It really depends on the sample size, but I think when you're talking about people who listen to this show.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, our audience probably fucking loves it.
I also thought they would like the Beatles, and half of them left because of that.
There might be a few people.
So maybe puppets are the new Beatles?
I think that you maybe didn't get... Maybe you didn't give puppets enough of a chance. That's the episode title. Maybe you didn't give puppets enough of a chance.
What happened between you and puppets?
What happened between you and puppets? Exactly. And I understand that sometimes puppets were used in cringe kind of ways. Like, ways that were like, you know, your Sunday school teacher would be like, this here is Jody. Hi, I'm Jody. And you're like, oh, great.
I'm just a regular girl.
Here we go. I'm Jody. I pray to the Lord every night.
Dude, a puppet being pissed because he's regular and trying to defend himself against Adam Driver, that's not funny.
He just, yeah. Yeah, what's wrong? Come on.
Overly racist Italian puppet voice is not funny.
We got a devil puppet. Who is a fucking devil puppet?
Come on, man.
Not Jeff Dunham.
Come on,
fuck
man.
That guy. Fuck Jeff Dunham and fuck you.
What happened to fun? I thought comedy was back. I thought Elon brought comedy back.
Jesse Stillwell sends in a history road and it says, hey, boys, I'm sitting in VR with Felicia, Beth, and Casey Landerkin. That's a humble brag if I ever heard one.
Dream team.
And we're talking about town NPCs, and I'd love to know if you or other listeners have also have town NPCs and what they are like, aside from the crazy screaming lady. I had a town NPC that would walk down the street like he was the kicky guy in a marching band, and you would see him almost every time you went to Walmart. He was always doing it on the same stretch of sidewalk, going in either direction. Beth has a town NPC that sits in a chair and happily directs traffic that doesn't need directing because of traffic lights.
Is town NPC code for mentally challenged community?
No, it's just like someone that you see all the time that's always doing thing. Something. Yeah. Yeah, either doing the same thing because NPCs... Whoa! NPCs like uh-huh. are doing like a repeated pattern.
Uh-huh.
And they're not like AI where they
right.
can like
just like a guy who's always in the store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, there's a couple. I got a couple.
Okay.
There's one person that met me on like the day we moved here and was like, where are you from? And I said, Connecticut. And now every time he sees me, he calls me Connecticut. And it's been 9 years.
Whoa. Yeah. There you go. That's an NPC.
I know nothing else about him. He knows nothing else about me.
You probably want to keep it that way. For both of your sakes. Yeah. Dude, Long Beach is wild. It's like, because it's still L.A., so you got, like, those L.A. crazies that we just love. They're part of the scenery at this point. I mean, come on, it's part of the charm, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful place to live. Beautiful weather. Beautiful opportunity to lay on the ground and not be covered in snow or rain, drown out in the rain.
Come to L.A.
Come to L.A.
Where you have the opportunity to lay on the ground.
You can lay on the ground.
And you don't have to be covered in snow.
Not, you know, snow? You're not going to get flooded out?
Really? Probably.
I mean, where?
Unless it rains a little bit.
Yeah. It's just rare, you know? Like, there's some places where it never stops raining. Froggy London. Rainy City.
Yeah, but here it rains once and your car moves against its will.
And then people are taking their canoe to the Whole Foods.
Because it doesn't go away. The town isn't built to make water go away.
But, I did meet this person that called herself Crazy Nurse Carol.
Mm.
And she was walking a dog that was like a tall, like poodle kind of dog. You know those dogs that have like the long faces? It's almost like a Spuds McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
A Borsai.
Like, yeah, but it was like a poodle, and it was taller. Is that a Borsai?
I mean, that's with the long-ass face.
Yeah.
Skinny.
Yeah. That's the end of the show, Kevin. No, I do have an alarm that will go off in about 10 minutes. And I get the fuck out of here. I gotta go to the bathroom. And so I met this crazy nurse Carol, dude. And she's like a local legend, I guess.
You have an alarm to go to the bathroom every like half an hour.
To remind
yourself to go to the bathroom.
This one's gotta go.
I would not know to go to the bathroom without my phone.
Well, I got a timer installed. It's the latest thing.
One time my phone ran out of batteries on a road trip and I didn't know when.
And then that's bad, man. That's bad, especially if we're with other people.
My breath smelled so bad.
But this was like less of an NPC and more of kind of like just like an eclectic kind of weird person. But they were like they were telling me way too much information about like way too many detailed stories about how much drugs they have taken in their lives.
Unsolicited?
Yeah, this was an older woman. Like, I'd say, like, maybe in her mid to late 60s, even.
You have to listen to them.
You do. And I'm like, let's go, man. And I live for this shit. I want to have awkward conversations with strangers. Yeah. Like, you know, and that is coming from someone that has not been attacked by one, really. So I understand that, you know, I understand not wanting to engage.
I think they don't attack people they think are close.
Maybe that's true, huh? They see their own a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I probably believe that a little bit. But I was also just kind of like, I think anybody just wants to tell their story and they just want to talk.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they just want to, like, you know, anyone who will listen, they'll just keep going, you know, until you have to like stop them, these types of people.
Yeah.
But she was just, yeah, she was telling me about how she like took too many drugs and went to the Queen Mary and like didn't know where her phone was. She didn't have her phone and she lost her friend. So she just like fucking like, it was like New Year's or something. She just took acid and she was like, and this was like not long ago. She was like 50 something.
What was she doing?
She went to this New Year's party at the Queen Mary.
No, I mean like, what was she doing when she told you this story?
It was like a farmer's market that we were all at.
You were looking at jams?
I was sitting and having like...
She was like, I'll tell you about a time I was in a jam.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, that's okay. And then I go over to the pickles.
There we were.
And she goes, I'll tell you about a time that I was in a pickle.
I have one for that as well. I'll tell you about a time I was in a used vinyl. I'll tell you about time I was in a flannel shirt.
Okay, that's enough, actually. I've been saying that's enough.
I'll tell you about time I was in a painting on black velvet.
All right, okay.
She's just following you around.
I'll tell you about the time I was in a fresh persimmons.
I'll tell you about the time I was in a stuffed carved out of a bark of a tree. I'll tell you the time I was doing a barking up the wrong carving of a tree.
And now what's happening is that you're just naming the things we're seeing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm done with that. I would have to I'd have to see how long they go with that, if that really happens.
Sometimes that could go back around to being really funny and interesting.
Casey Landerkin says that she's got an NPC that's always doing karate by a sign that gets vandalized all the time.
Protecting it.
She's going to send her NPC story to us in another history rug. Yeah. And Felicia says she has a town NPC that swayed his body from side to side as he walked like a cheerful little snake. Have a good day, friends. P.S. Felicia says, fuck you, actually. Whoa. That's aggressive.
Wait a minute. Why? Was it because all the stuff we said before?
I think Felicia's a silly goose, and sometimes she says shit that's just like, fuck you, you know?
I think she has a real attitude problem.
Maybe she does. Maybe she does. And we should get a doctor on the show and talk about it.
Do doctors... What kind of doctor takes care of your attitude problem?
A therapy one.
Okay.
Or like, what was that movie with Adam Sandler? Little Nicky?
Therapist is like a chiropractor for your attitude.
Let me adjust this attitude. Your attitude's like a spine that I could stretch out, that I could lay out.
You got a real scoliosis attitude.
Wow, there's actually a couple of good ones in here. Let's check out this Cody one first. B-N-O-N-B-N. What the fuck does that mean?
B-N-O-N-B-N.
Is this some code?
I'm too dyslexic to think about how that looks.
On one of his friends is also a fan. Hey, dare you get a B-N-O-B-N-N on the show? No way, bro. I couldn't do it. They'd never read that. What is B-N-O-N-N-B-N-N-N? But it says that. It says B-N-O-N-B-N, and then it says, it's got one of them slashers, and it says, a man crop dusted me while walking into the grocery store. Oh, be nice or not be nice. Motherfucking cocksuckers. You bitch.
We need a theme song for Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
What if we said it in the theme song? We need a theme song for BN or no BN. It's like something we had come up with.
So who made this one? Let's do a remix where it's this. What the fuck is BNONNBN? Theme song.
Dude, that's like, what the fuck is dynamic banter?
What is B? Yeah, exactly. What's DB? What's DB BB boy?
DB. These guys are trying to pull one on us.
There's. So, Cody Ziski says, yo, yo, Steve and Mike, have a be nice or not be nice for you guys. What's that? To give your opinion on from something that happened to me today. Cue theme song and fart noises. I was doing my... We do it on a dime, but not this time. I was doing my weekly grocery shopping, and I was walking towards the entrance of the store when I overheard an older man complaining about some tummy troubles to who I can only assume was his wife and kids. I couldn't hear super clearly everything he was saying as I was walking around the opposite side of a car at this point, but I caught him saying something like, that stuff just goes in and comes right out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right as I heard this, I thought to myself, quote, I better hold my breath so I don't smell what this guy ate for lunch. But it was too late. I had already inhaled this random man's fart walking directly into my nose.
Do you remember when The Rock used to come out and go, you smell what The Rock had for lunch?
Yeah.
That was a good time in wrestling.
That's when I liked wrestling, because I liked that.
Everyone was watching.
He says, I'd already inhaled this random man's fart directly into my nose right as I was thinking that. It was one of the worst things I've smelled in a long time, like opening a jar of horseradish pickles that had been sitting in someone's garage for a few years.
And they didn't clean the garage.
Now, the be nice or not be nice part comes as I'm walking around the car and continuing my way into the store, he paused to hold... Oh, fuck! I gotta go!
All right.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.